Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to the Apostolic Authority Radio Network. I'm your host, Dedrick Hubbard, and today we're going to talk about the pain of ministry, the pain of ministry, and what we're dealing with. We are dealing with, I think, the misrepresentation of the gospel, and even though the Word talks about how we will have to suffer for Christ's sake. We have to suffer for ministry. We have to go through things. I think some of us have become blinded by the success that many partake of when they listen to the gospel. You know, we see the Jakes, the Bynums, the Carnes, and we see all the money, and we see all the accolades, and we know it took some of them years to get to that point. But what we have to understand is that even though people have a large following, they have plenty of supporters. As a leader, what you have to understand are the people growing, are the people in power. Are the people able to honestly say, if I don't go to church today, I know how to go out and operate in my anointing? Do they know their anointing? Do they know their calling? Do they know their destiny? Do they know who they are in Christ aside from going to church? And that's one thing I try to teach people who I've connected with in the past and who I had a chance to minister to. My job is no good. If when I leave you, all you do is bucking and shout and talking about you preach, but you're not empowered to be the individual that God has ordained for you from the foundation of the earth. And so what happens? We see how people give to these people, and they sitting up there, but then no one talks about the things that ministers of the gospel go through. You know, it's a shame to stand before people on Sunday and the wife sitting down on the first lady sitting down at the pew, and she know her husband a dog. She know he's sleeping with different women in the church. She know he got a child out of wedlock. But in order to save, she sits there in pain. There's nothing. She has a smile on her face, a warm welcome, but who's to say? She's sitting there in that seat. She's looking at her husband, and she all types of thoughts running to her brain. How he gonna preach the gospel? And he doing this, and he doing that. He just left one in the study right before he came out, and he don't come home tonight. Is your sanity worth that position? We got leaders who suffer with mental illness and depression and heartbreak, but no one wants to talk about the pain of ministry. We want to tell you how many people done gained, what kind of car we drive, what kind of house God gonna put me in. But no one sits with that leader when he's alone, and he or she really have to deal with themselves. You know, for the longest in ministry, I often wondered why, when I was the sheep sitting on the pew, and I'm listening to these leaders preach and teach, and then when they go through something, they don't tell them, don't ask about it, just pray about it. How can we send out blind requests for prayer when the word says, and all that getting, get an understanding? So we got leaders who want people to pray for situations they know nothing about. How can God honor something when you don't know what to pray? See, we got to understand that just because somebody dressed in a robe and their hair done, the suit sharp, or they know how to preach, what is the pain that a leader carries that he don't want to reveal? And even within myself, I know it's things that pains me and hurts me to my core. But for failure of certain people not understanding, I have to keep my mouth closed and suffer in silence. Just like some of you who may listen to this call, what are you carrying that's having you suffer in silence because you think people won't understand? And see, I made up my mind, how can I be effective when I'm in pain too? See, sometimes you got to preach your pain to get people to a position that if you called of God, you got to make sure that you called into this position. See, with the rise of social media and all this stuff, anybody can be a preacher within 2 hours. You find somebody to design your logo, you get your Facebook page, you put your cover up there, you call yourself an apostle, prophet, or anything. Then you start doing videos and spend up. But watch this. But you do all that to gain attention. But are you suffering for ministry? See, some of us understand what it is to go without to begin a ministry. Right around the first or second year in ministry, I was ministering homeless, suffering. See, the problem is so many people gravitating to these online competitors, and that's all it is. How many followers can I get? And when I get enough, I'm going to need some donation. See, you got ministry, but you don't suffer for your ministry. The late night phone calls, text, inbox, and I tell people, if I'm awake and I see it, I answer. I'm not one of these ones that I got a day off. Satan don't take a day off. Why is it that you could take a step back? You could take a vacation every now and then, but you never turn ministry off. See, it's hard when you got to talk people out of suicide. It's hard when you got to hear about marriage problems and try to get both sides to understand. Enemy is in the midst. It's hard to see people. Just the other day, I seen a friend, you know, and they down. And I wanted to give them some money to eat. But the Holy Spirit went with it. It's hard operating out of generosity of your heart But you hear the Holy Spirit said, no, not yet. See, it's hard when you know God has to strip people down and you want to help so bad so you can show them you care, but you get in the way of God. See, it's hard when you get in them type situations that your heart bleeding on the inside, but you got to stay strong and speak a word of encouragement, tell them things going to be all right. And, but in the back of your mind, the whole you understanding that they saying, well, why he won't feed me, or why he won't give me no money, or why he won't do this? That's pain in ministry. See, anybody can log on to Facebook or Facebook Live and Periscope and sit there and preach a message of the gospel, and then you shut it off and you go to watching TV or reading your book, your Bible for another passage, because see, you don't have people depending on you. You don't have people calling you, bugging you. See, if you're gonna be a leader in ministry, you got to have a heart for people. You can't just sit around and only do ministry when it's convenient for you, because ministry is inconvenient at all phases of your life. Here in the Bible, we see Apostle Paul in the book of Corinthians, and he talks about how he was hungry, homeless, you know, no money, you know, beaten and all that, and still operating and doing the things of God. Here's some of you got plenty of food, plenty of house, cars, plenty of clothes, but won't lift your hand to help your fellow man. Here Paul was doing miracles without. Some of us got it all, and we can't even cast a bottle cap off a Pepsi bottle. We, as leaders, necessity, or we ain't got it. We got to be the necessity of we go through too. See, it's easy for a lot of people to get up there and fake. But I was born into this gospel to show transparency, so other people can understand what I go through. See, when people when people don't act like we want them to act, polar. Not knowing that we are showing no sensitivity to the millions of people who suffer with that mental disease. Mel Gibson wore one of the most powerful movies about Jesus, and he suffered from bipolar. So we use the term to degrade and talk down to people that we should have an understanding of what they're going through. See, it's hard when you got 8-9 voices in your head telling you what to do, but you trying to keep that one voice of sanity. It's hard when you got voices in your head telling you to kill yourself, and you hold on to the word of the Lord, I'm gonna live. Then we step into these so-called deliverance ministers and people who know the word, and we want to use that term to grade people because they don't act like we want them to, man. It's hard preaching when you know you're hungry. It's hard preaching when you know you're homeless, about to get kicked out. But many want to stand behind the pulpit and preach a life of blessings and abundance in Christ, not knowing we have to understand it's a lot of suffering that has to be dealt with before God brings us to that level of abundance and miracles. So what we've done, like I tell people many times, we turn the gospel into nursery rhyme. It's like going to the circus. And Jesus is the gimmick in which we get people to give out of our greed and not out of need. We got people thinking if they don't sow into anybody, then they can't get nothing from God. And many of us know that's the farthest thing from the truth, but so many have succumbed to the deception of ministry that you can't tell when a real ministry is. So you got people sitting at home, confused, dumbfounded, and with no guidance, because of their mindset, because of the mentality of the church, and it's some leaders, I ain't gonna say all, think it's all about their money. So if they can't get no money, they can't go to church. So now people think, I can't afford what God asking for me when I go in them leaders, so I got to sit at home and hope I can catch somebody like Brother Hubbard or the many other of us who preach this gospel free of charge. They don't call me to feed free preacher for nothing. All I need is a win and a wow and what's going on. Money don't move me, because when you've been broke before and still had to preach, then you can't. Now we understand it takes money to maintain ministry. But a lot of us have to come to realize within ourselves, we're using this money to maintain a lifestyle. I tell everybody that connect with me or want me to mentor them, if you can't afford it, don't do it. Which means if you can't afford the lifestyle you got without people giving, that ain't your lifestyle. People would do and say anything to get people to give to a life they know they can't afford on their own. Paying ministry. Painful when you're on the brink of divorce, but you got to sit down and preach anyway. Painful when your husband won't touch you, your wife don't touch you, you feeling unloved, but you still see them sitting preaching the gospel ever so eloquently. See, we had to come to a mindset that many of us have to start talking about the pain of ministry more so than the blessing of ministry. So maybe those people, those imitators who just in ministry for money, maybe they'll change their mind. Maybe people they'll come to it now that they're being exposed, and people start understanding the real from the fake. Because we cannot allow God's people to continue to get robbed with promises of blessing and prosperity just because these people want other people's money. What pain that you see in ministry that needs to be reduced? We have to stop putting ministry in people's face as no obstacles, no trouble, no lack, and tell people the things that really has to happen if you really and truly call of God.
We used to just play follow the leader. The leader said, lift your hands. You just lift your hands. And the leader said, clap, clap.
See,
the leader said, sway, you sway.
A lot of things.
Get to a point beyond the veil.
A lot of y'all can overcome
for real.
if you just get still and listen to the voice of God. And that's all for today. I got to prepare for something else. I hope I said something to help you in your walk in Christ. Y'all be blessed. Have a good day.
He's worthy of all the worship because of who he is. Come on, clap your hands, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Apostolic Authority Network.